Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets of the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some who are last will be first, and some who are first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There's speculation out there about what Jesus meant particularly by the narrow gate. But I tend to think, because he also uses that image of the good shepherd for himself, that's where I want to focus. But before I do, are there any Bedouin sheep herders here? Okay, then I'll try to explain it. A sheep herder in Jesus' day would have taken the flocks out into the hills and valleys to graze, but then in the evenings would gather them together in the pen or sheepfold to protect them. And as the sheep were gathered together, there was only one narrow opening or gate where the sheep would be able to pass through, and also where anything that would bring them harm would be able to enter. And what the shepherds did was to take their bedroll and lay it out across that gate, and that's where they slept. So they would literally be the physical gate keeping the bad out and the good in. And when Jesus talks to us about striving to enter through that narrow gate, he's letting us know that he's the gate. And because he's the gate, he's the one that will let us in. He's the one that'll make sure we can enter. And it's important to remember that during this time, the primary thing he was fighting was a misinformed attitude that people saved themselves. It was based on how much fidelity they showed to the law and how precisely they followed it. And because of that, because they thought that they were saving themselves, the side effect is they don't need God. If it's all about how well we follow the rules, then God's almost irrelevant. And Jesus said, that's not how it works. The way we are justified, the way we are made righteous, is not through our perfection, but through God's perfect love that we know in Jesus. And I think when we're honest with ourselves, we know that's a lot better way. Because what we all have a tendency to do is make the same mistakes, commit the same sins over and over and over again. Even though we come to a strong resolve, I will never do that again. I'm going to change. What tends to happen is we fall again and again and again. And if somebody tells you they don't do that, they're lying to you. We all do it. But that perfect love that is truly the gate that is Jesus can heal us of our weakness and our brokenness and can make us righteous through the power of his love. I think that's what he was trying to tell us here when he said, enter through that narrow gate. In other words, come through me, because I'll be the one to make sure I let you in.